positive heads out there. Thanks for tuning your beautiful brainwaves into another episode of the Positive Head Podcast, where we are firmly convinced that creating success and happiness is rooted in understanding the ultimate nature of reality and the fact that as human beings, we are all immensely powerful fractals of the one and only source consciousness, which creates and animates all things. After years of exploring this awe-inspiring truth on this podcast, I'm super, super excited to announce that we are now going even deeper down the rabbit hole on the new late-night style consciousness-elevating talk show called Optimistic, which features none other than you, the listeners. Optimistic is taped out of the epic, spaceship-esque, 8-bedroom property we call the Mystic Manor that myself and the rest of the Optimistic crew now navigate reality from in Venice Beach, California. And you are invited to come experience a Mystic Manor immersion week with us. During your week-long stay, you'll enjoy unique workshops, chef-prepared meals, one-on-one time coaching and consulting with me, and even co-creating magic with me as a guest on both Optimistic and an episode of the Positive Head Podcast. When I started this, my aim with these immersive retreats was to facilitate the ultimate spiritual upgrade and tune-up, so to speak, for our guests while providing them with one of the most memorable experiences of their lives. And I'm happy to say that as of this recording, every guest at the end of their trip so far has told me that they have had a profound and transformational experience at the Mystic Manor and that they definitely want to come back. All that being said, we only have a limited number of spots available between now and next July. And as of this recording, about half of those spots are already filled. So if there's any part of you that is screaming, yes, I want to come, I feel like I need to be there, go now and book a slot with me to discuss how we can put our heads together and make it happen at calendly.com/talkwithbrandon. I know for some people, there is also that little voice in their head saying, why not? You know, I can't get off work. I can't afford it, and on and on and on. But, you know, really, Henry Ford, I think, said it best. Whether you think you can or think you can't, you're right. And I'm confident that where there's a will, there's a way. And I'm personally committed to doing everything in my power, including discounts and payment plans, to get you here if it is something that truly feels like a huge yes for you energetically and like you're meant to be here. Once again, the link to book time to discuss with me is calendly.com/talkwithbrandon. That's spelled calendly.com/talkwithbrandon, all one word, of course. And book in some time and look forward to seeing you soon here at the Mystic Manor.
Hey, hey, positive heads. I hope that you're all having a really awesome day so far. I definitely am. It is sunny and warm and beautiful here at the Mystic Manor. And this week, the theme that has been coming up for me and all of the retreat guests is really around family. Specifically, my little brother just arrived and he's here to stay with us for the week. And it's been such a blessing to have him here. It's been such a joy to get to spend time with my little brother. We didn't grow up together because we have the same dad but different moms, and we would only maybe see each other once or twice a year, if anything. And, you know, I realized when I was growing up just how much I missed my little brothers, how much it pained me that we didn't see each other more. And as I was older, you know, family wasn't that important to them. And that was really hard for me. And so now to have my little brothers come and spend time with me and being closer, it just means the world. And outside, I was just chatting with one of the retreat guests about her brother. And this week we have two sisters that are here. And last week we had a brother and a sister. And so this theme of family is really present and coming up strong. And I know that so many people, the biggest cause of their pain and heartbreak and challenge in their life is the relationship that they have to their families. And for me, I know that for the longest time, I held sadness and resentment and blame and guilt and shame around how I treated my little brother when he was younger. And I have three younger brothers, I'll just say that. And I held a lot of pain in my body regarding that relationship with one of my brothers specifically. And I know that this is something that really ate me alive in some ways. Maybe not always consciously, but definitely subconsciously. Definitely when I would go into meditation or when I would be journeying or really doing deep reflection, just how stressful on a low grade level the family dynamics can be. And so many people don't have good relationships with their siblings or their parents or their grandparents or that uncle that's a little weird. And the thing is that we are always in relationship, even if we're not speaking to the person. And when we hold on to guilt, shame, blame, anger, resentment, that keeps us energetically tied to the person with that negative or lower energy vibration. And it drains us. It pokes little holes in our energy field. And it's actually, it's like slowly eating away at the organs or the tissues or the heart and again, like that energy field. And so for me, it has been so beautiful to heal the relationship to my family. And it's been so healing for me to forgive them and to forgive myself as well. And I've worked with thousands of people over the last 13 years. And a very common thread with people that have anxiety, depression, mental health issues, physical health issues, chronic dis-ease, illness in the body, Lyme disease, candida, parasites, you name it, there's often a pain point with one of the relationships to somebody very close to them in their family, whether it be their mom or their dad or their sister. And what I see time and time again is when we go through the process of doing the work to forgive those people, doing the work to rewrite those stories, doing the work to heal ourselves and our relationship to our family, things change. The anxiety starts to subside. The depression starts to subside. The physical pain or the digestive issues or, you know, like the chronic recurring bronchitis, whatever it might be, whatever the person's unique body expresses, that starts to subside. And it's amazing, you know, and this is also the study of metaphysics where all of our emotions are expressed through the physical body. And we can see that physical symptoms have that metaphysical or that emotional relationship. And so why am I talking about this? Well, my passion and my purpose is really to empower people to be healthy and happy and vibrant and free and fulfilled. And in order to do that, we can't be walking around feeling stuck and burdened and imprisoned by the past. Now, I see this often with my dad. He is imprisoned by the past, still blaming his brothers for something that happened 35 years ago. Like, damn, 35 years. Something happened 35 years, and yes, it affected his life. And he dwells on it every single day, every single day, every single day, every single day. And so, you know, it's so important to see that, yes, bad things can happen to us. That we can get the short end of the stick sometimes. Some people can hurt us, and it hurts deep when it's family because, you know, they quote unquote shouldn't do that. Should be better, should know better, all the shoulds. And yet what we do is we perpetuate that pain every day after when we don't forgive. Forgiveness isn't a gift that you give the other person. I mean, sure, it is in a way, but it's not for them. Forgiveness is for you. It's for me. When I forgive somebody, I set myself free of that attachment of resentment, which energetically, even though we can't see it, we don't see a cord attached from me to my mom, you know, but energetically there's a cord that's tied in that resentment. And that's what corrodes the energy field in the physical body, the mental body, the emotional body. And furthermore, I feel that our souls specifically choose the families that we needed. and that needed us. We specifically incarnate into the perfect environment that our soul needed to grow, that our soul needed to expand and evolve and overcome. And I remember when I was going through a lot of challenges with my family, wasn't talking to my dad, wasn't talking to my mom, had resentment, had so much guilt around my grandparents and my brother. And I remember doing this healing work. And the piece about forgiveness, where I could see that hurt people, and sad people act the way they do because they're sad. And people who have been abused, sometimes that's all they know. And when I could see that people are always doing the best with what they have, with what they know, and they're not trying, they're not intentionally, maliciously trying to hurt people, most of the time, unless they're sociopathic, which then they have a mental illness. And we can also understand that from a place that they're also not really consciously choosing it. They have a mental illness. Then we can have compassion, and then we can forgive, and then we can set ourselves free and set our boundaries. Set our boundaries around, okay, well, what? How am I going to engage with this relationship? What feels good for me? Do I remove myself? Do I alchemize the relationship? Do I share my feelings? And for me, I tried all of the above. At first, it was fight, right? I just fought. Fight, 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 fight. I fought with everyone in my family. Oh, there were blowouts. Like, I think most of the people in my family became afraid of me. So I would just fight all the time. And I was in so much pain, so hurt, and so defensive, so sensitive. Anything that you would say to me would trigger me and throw me over the edge. Because I was in so much pain. I was like this beat little dog that freaks out anytime you come near it. And then over the years, I thought, well, this is not working for me, so I'm going to just flee, right? Fight or flight. So I fleed. I fleed to Korea. I moved to Korea. I moved to the other side of the world where I didn't have to see anybody. I lived in, you know, Korea for a while, traveled all around Southeast Asia, moved to Paris. I lived in Europe for years, moved out when I was 15 from my family. And so I fleed, just totally left and was like, all right, I'm gone. See you never. That didn't work either. It would still weigh on my heart, still weigh on my consciousness, still weigh on my mind. And I thought, damn, this is not working. So my next option was to just do nothing, to pretend as if I didn't feel that way. Come home, pretend I didn't feel anything, just see them, stuff down my feelings. That didn't work either. I became volcanic. So the last option that I had was, okay, I'm going to share how I feel. I'm going to work through this. I'm going to alchemize this as best as I can. So I got up all the courage I had, and first doing a lot of practices with myself of journaling and inner child work, connecting to my pain, allowing myself to feel my feelings. And then I remember calling specifically my dad, and I literally could not speak. I was so choked up, and I was already crying before I started talking. And I don't know how he could even understand a word that came out of my mouth, but he did. And I remember just bawling my eyes out and sharing exactly how I felt. Saying, hey, Dad, you know, I felt really hurt. I felt really abandoned. I felt really unloved. I wish you would have come and seen me more. I wish you would have called me more. I wish you would have remembered my birthday. And I just shared all of these things that I felt with him. And more than anything, more than blaming him or trying to make him feel bad or like not like he wasn't a good dad, just really sharing like, Dad, I love you. And I want you to be my dad. I want you in my life. I want you to make the effort. I want to have a relationship with you. Is that something you want too? And then my dad starts to cry. My dad doesn't cry. My dad starts to cry. And he says to me, Samantha, that's all I've ever wanted. I've loved you from the minute I knew that you were about to exist. I've always loved you. And then I got to hear his side of the story, the side that I hadn't heard when I lived with my mom. And I had a huge perspective shift because I really could hold him in compassion and understanding and give him an opportunity to share his story. And wow, it changed everything. My dad and I have a great relationship now. Once I released the expectation for him to be someone he's not, and I could fully love and accept him for who he is, appreciate him for what he has, rather than making him feel not enough for what he doesn't have or what he doesn't do or what he doesn't say or how he doesn't act. Like, really accept him, radical acceptance and love for who he is. We have a wonderful relationship now, and I'm so grateful. And this same experience and change happened with my mom, happened with my brother, it happened with my best friends, where I really shared how hurt I was or how sorry I was for hurting them. And it took this radical expression of unconditional love, and it meeting that relationship with love, love for myself and love for the other, it changed everything. And I so want that for people. You know, especially if they're still alive and you have an opportunity. And if they've passed, well, you still have an opportunity to heal that relationship. You can speak to their spirit. You can speak to their higher self. This is something that, again, you do for you. But man, I'm so grateful. I am so grateful, and I feel lighter. I feel free. A lot of my healing journey around my own chronic illness subsided and healed as I started to do this inner work, as I started to listen to my body and honor what it needs physically, mentally, emotionally, environmentally. This is the journey. You know, that most people, the original wound, the core wound is the mother wound or the father wound. And it's like, that's where the magic is. That's where the healing is. That's where the opportunity to have a major transformation in your life occurs. And you don't have to do this work, but you get to do this work. And so I'm curious if there's someone in your life that you need to forgive, or that you get to forgive, or if there's somebody who you need to apologize to. If you're feeling it, make that phone call. Go and see them. Write a letter. Send a note. Whatever it is that you have to do, just really take that opportunity if it's on your heart. And if it's not, and you've decided you don't ever want to speak to them and you're at peace with that, beautiful, wonderful. That's great too. No problem. However, if you are feeling that, like there is this relationship, this tension, this desire to reconnect, you have that opportunity, even if they don't respond well, to just share what's on your heart, to know that you did that for yourself, to feel clear of that, to not have regrets. And if you want to share about this in the Facebook group, or you want to connect with me and share your story, I would love to hold space. I would love to hear it. I would love to receive that story. You know, because we're in this together and we are all one. And so as I do the healing, you do the healing. We all do the healing together. And it's just such a powerful journey that we get to be on. So again, thank you for being alongside me in this journey, for being alongside us, the Positive Head crew, the fam, and for being you and for being on the journey that you're on, because I imagine it hasn't been easy the whole time, and it hasn't been, maybe it hasn't been the way that you wanted it to be. And maybe you've been hurt. Maybe it's been hard. And I understand that. And I believe that the souls that have gone through the most pain, they are warrior souls. They are strong and resilient. And a few of you listening to this, I'm speaking directly to you. Just remember how beautiful you are. Remember how amazing you are. Remember how strong you are. Maybe even inquire, why is it that your soul would have chosen this? Is it to be empathetic? Is it to be compassionate? Is it to understand? Is it to help heal others? Help others heal, pardon me. Be curious about that. Try that on and explore that possibility when we move from this is happening to me to this is happening for me. This is happening through me. This is happening as me, as the expression of source consciousness and the divine unfolding. What are the lessons here? What are the little golden nuggets here? What can I take from this and grow and learn and develop and expand? That's where the magic is. Again, love you so much. Hope you have a beautiful, beautiful, beautiful day. And we'll talk soon. So much love.
And if you're feeling the call to come for a week retreat style Mystic Manor immersion, remember to go now and book your time to speak with me directly about stepping into the optimistic vortex at calendly.com/talkwithbrandon while there are still spots left. Otherwise, I look forward to co-creating magic with you at the Mystic Manor.